Hi, and welcome to the second episode of the SEC's Teacher Outreach Podcast. Today, we're going to talk about a question that might be on your mind. Why on earth would I invest in a 403b plan if I already have a pension? I'm Vadim, and I'm your host. I'm here with Jen, who's also an attorney at the SEC, and we're going to try to help answer this question for you. Hi, Jen.
Hey, Vadim. Thanks for having me on.
So, Jen, I just want to get your thoughts on something. We've talked with many educators at SEC outreach events, and here's a common situation that we hear about. We have a young teacher, let's call him Rob, and Rob just got his credential and started teaching at a public school. Rob just isn't making a whole lot of money starting out, but he does have access to a great benefit that many people don't, and that's a pension. So that means, depending on the specifics of the plan and the state, if Rob spends his whole career as a teacher, he's going to have a pension that pays him a substantial part of the salary he made teaching when he retires. So with that in mind, Rob just isn't sure why he'd want to invest part of that entry-level teacher salary into his 403b plan. So Jen, what benefit does it give him if he already has a pension?
That's a great question, Vadim. So first off, let's start with the basics. For those of you tuning in for the first time, a 403b plan or a 457b plan is a special retirement plan offered to certain employees of public school systems. A big benefit is that there are no vesting requirements for your contributions in a 403b plan or a 457b plan. So you can take all of the profits from your contributions with you, even if you decide not to be an educator after a few years.
Yeah, that's really a great point. Most pensions have vesting requirements for at least 5 years. So let's take the case of Rob, our brand new teacher. If he's like many educators that we've talked to, he's not sure about what his life is going to look like 15 to 20 years from now. Life happens to all of us. Maybe Rob will have to move back to take care of his parents, or his spouse's job might get relocated to another state.
So true. I think these are all things we've heard from teachers in the field.
Yeah. And, you know, regardless of the reason, say that Rob leaves teaching in his school district after 4 years. He'll discover that he's back to square one with his retirement planning at his new job. In many states, it takes 5 years just to become vested in the pension. So that means that Rob won't see a penny from that pension when he retires. So even if he sticks it out for longer, say 10 years, his earnings from that pension are going to be pretty low, around 25% of the income that he made as a teacher in one plan that we looked at. And when he begins to invest in his new employer's retirement plan, he's going to be starting from scratch.
That is a real concern and brings me to a huge advantage of the 403b plan or 457b plan, which is compound returns. And the concept is that you can earn returns on the money you put into a 403b plan or a 457b plan based on how the markets perform. But then you can also earn returns on your returns. That's what's called compound returns.
Right.
So the earlier you get started investing, the more money you can make over time.
So Jen, can you just put that into kind of real life terms for us here?
Sure. So let's say that you invest $1,000 into your traditional 403b plan and don't touch it for 40 years. And let's also assume an annual return of 7%. So in the first year, you earn $70 and don't have to pay taxes on these profits. And you now have $1,070 to invest with in the next year.
So that's an extra $70. What kind of impact is that going to have going forward?
Yeah, so Vadim, every year you're making more money off your original investment without even lifting a finger. So in the next year, you earn almost $75 in returns, bringing your total to almost $1,150. And if you keep doing this math, at the end of the day when you retire, let's say at the age of 66, your $1,000 investment is now worth nearly $15,000.
Wow.
Yeah, so the main idea is that compound returns can really add up over the years, and a dollar invested in your 20s and 30s is worth much more than a dollar in your 50s or 60s.
Right. And that's all really important because even with a great pension, retirement can be really hard to pay for. The cost of living might increase sharply in your region. Health and long-term care expenses can really add up. You might still be paying educational expenses or helping out with living expenses for your kids. So when you add all of that up, the cost can be just overwhelming if you're relying on just your pension. Investing in your retirement early through a 403b and benefiting from those compound and tax advantage returns can help you pay for the retirement that you actually want to live.
Oh, and Vadim, that totally reminds me that you just mentioned there are huge tax advantages to a 403b plan or a 457b plan.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're going to cover all of those in the next episode of this podcast. So for our listeners, be sure to tune in. So with that, thanks so much for joining me, Jen.
Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, and we really hope that our listeners tune in next time. Here's also a very important disclaimer. The views expressed in these podcasts are not necessarily those of the SEC, the commissioners, or other members of the staff.